some of y'all to just worship the Lord. Because I'm telling you what, I learned when I was a real little kid what real worship was about. And there have been times that I have hit, when I say the bottom of the barrel, I mean I'm under the barrel. But you can get to worshiping God and it don't matter. Job, he picked up them headstones, kid number one, kid number two, kid number three. He buried 10 kids, took that sackcloth and ashes and said, "The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away, blessed be the name of the Lord." And he made it through 10 funerals. I'm telling you, there ain't nothing that can tear a child of God down if he'll get full of the Holy Ghost and learn how to worship. Look at Revelation chapter 19 and verse number 1. And this is at the very end of everything. This is where we're getting into eternity future. The tribulation period is wrapping up. And we're fixing to go into eternity future. This is where all of us, every one of us, are right here in this chapter. And I'm going to show you where you're at. If I can get there. I may just end up running around this building. I don't know. He said, "And after these things," he's talking about the fall of Babylon and the tribulation period. "After these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying," say it with me, "Alleluia." Say it again. Alleluia. Now that's just like us saying hallelujah. And some of us, depending on what part of the woods you're from, you may put an R on the end of it. Hallelujah. Amen. Same word. Just different spelling. It's kind of like B-R-I-A-N and B-R-Y-A-N. Same word. Different spelling. Amen. Hallelujah. "Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand." Now, that's the first song of worship in Revelation 19. And this is what I call the final justice. This is a worship moment of the final justice of God. He has finally brought justice to the enemy of God. And he's going to put an end to the devil. He's going to put an end to all the devil's works. And all that stuff the devil bothers you with, he's going to put an end to it. He's going to put a lid on it and lock it up. And right here we see the final justice. And this word, hey, I'm telling you, I can't stand it. This word, hallelujah, is being shouted by everybody in heaven. Good night. I'm so excited about it. He said, "I heard a great voice of much people." People that were drunks, dope addicts, harlots. People that somebody adopted because they loved them, brought them to church. And that whole crowd, they go, "Hallelujah!" And then they say, "Salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand." Hey, when you see God whoop the devil for the last time, when you see God take the enemy of God and throw him into the lake of fire, you're going to shout like you ain't never shouted before. Some of you here today ain't never shouted before. But when you get there, you're going to feel it. And you're going to go, "Hallelujah!" Look at the next one. That is the shout of the final justice. Now we're going to see the shout of the forever judgment. Look at verse 3. "And again they said," say it with me, "Hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. This is talking about the final judgment where God casts those into the lake of fire to be dealt with for all of eternity. And I don't know how. I can't say hallelujah on that right now, because there's some people that I don't want to go to hell. There's some people I don't want to end up in the lake of fire. There's people in my heart right now that I know need to get right with God. I can't say hallelujah on that right now, but I'm telling you, in that moment, every Jew, every Gentile, every man, every woman, every child, in that moment when God casts the eternal damned souls in the lake of fire, we will say hallelujah. That's the forever judgment. Then number three, we see the forever justified in verse number four. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen. Say it again. Hallelujah. The forever justified. Who's this? This is the 24 elders and the four beasts. This is 28 voices. This is 28 voices representing God's chosen people and the eternal. I need to get to the next verse. That will show you where you're at in heaven. All the Jews represented by those 24 elders and those four beasts, they say two words. Amen. Hallelujah. And those 24 elders, you know where they're at? Some of you Bible students need to tell me where the 24 elders are at. Where are they at? They're under. Okay, you're looking at heaven now. Here's the big throne of God, the holy throne of God. He's cast the enemy of God in the lake of fire where the smoke comes up for all eternity. And you see the whole crowd in heaven shout hallelujah. So that's the second time we see hallelujah. The third time we see hallelujah is those 24 elders that are under the throne. They're under. And then there's the four beasts. Those heavenly angelic beasts. And that's all they do is cry what? Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. And in this moment, their holy, holy, holy stops for just a second. And the voice is out from under the throne and around the throne. Some of y'all know where I'm going with this. They're saying hallelujah. Hey, it's going to be a great moment. They're under the throne, those Jews, and they're around the throne, those four beasts crying, hallelujah. This is the forgiven, justified. So we saw the final justice, the forever judgment, the forgiven, justified. But then we see the faithful, joyous. The faithful, joyous. Look in verse number five. And voice came out of the throne saying, here we go, here's what they're saying. Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings. It sounded like a bunch of people, a bunch of water, and a bunch of thunder. You know what happens? When you get into a crowd of a bunch of people, a bunch of water, and a bunch of thunder, you can't hear nothing else. Not a worry, not a fear, not a care, not a heartache, not a trouble. And what are they saying? Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were a voice of a great multitude, and as a voice of many waters, and as a voice of mighty thundering, saying what? Say it with me. Hallelujah. For the Lord God, omnipotent, reigneth. Amen. He done away with all the enemies. They're all gone. And the song continues. This is the longest song of the whole passage. They keep singing. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Now, let me show you something that hit me at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ready?
Look back in verse number 5. Now we saw the people that were under the throne. The 24 elders were under the throne. And we saw the four beasts flying around the throne. But I want you to find the location of this last hallelujah and where it's coming from. And a voice came, verse 5, and a voice came from where? Out of the throne. Now I'm going to say it again. I want you to get this in your head. The 24 elders are where? They're under the throne. The four beasts are where? But this last hallelujah, the 24 elders are the Jews, the four beasts are the angelic beings. But this last hallelujah, who's that coming from? Where are we? Are we in prison awaiting the judgment of God? In eternity future, are we biting our nails wondering whether or not God's going to let us into heaven? There's a crowd that's going to be under the throne, and I thank God for that. There's going to be a crowd that'll be around the throne, and I thank God for that. But in this moment and for this particular period of time, there is a crowd. Hey, hey, I said, hey, there's times that, y'all just going to have to bear with me. There's times that I'll be sitting on that seat at the house and one of my boys will come and say, can I sit with you? When Hudson says he wants to sit with me, ain't nothing in the whole world better than that. Nothing. In that moment, when we get out of here and we make it through to the marriage supper of the Lamb, guess where we're going to sit? On the throne with him. Revelation 3, I'm going to show you this. Some of you Bible students, God knows who's here. I've grieved over this all week. I did not know if God wanted me to preach this. Revelation chapter 3. Some of you already know I'm going to this. Revelation chapter 3, the Laodicean church age. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 21. Revelation 3 and 21. When you get there, say amen. Amen. Revelation 3 and 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to what? With me. In my throne. You believe your King James Bible? And got no NIVs or ASVs or RSVs or NKJVs or Black Bible Chronicles. We got the King James. It says we're going to sit, if we overcome that Laodicean church age, if we refuse the Laodicean church movement, we stay faithful to God, guess what? We get out of here, we get to heaven, the first time we sit down. The best I can tell, this is before the marriage supper of the Lamb. The first time we sit down is in a collective moment of worship. You understand that? This is in a collective moment of worship. You don't have to understand time in heaven. I know that there's the marriage supper of the Lamb arrives before the tribulation period. I understand that. I don't understand all of the time in heaven, but I know that the marriage of the Lamb has come and he's got a crowd sitting on his throne. He's got a crowd under his throne and he's got a crowd all around his throne. And if you are part of God's church in the last days and you have not fallen prey to the Laodicean church movement, then when we get raptured out of here, guess where we'll sit down? Your Majesty, I'm just made out of dirt. I don't have anything I can offer to make heaven a better place. But guess what? He's going to grant me and you. He's going to say, slide up on here on the throne with me. I'm just going to show you who I am. And hey, there have been times that we felt the breath of God. There have been times that we felt the presence of God. But in that moment, we will sit with God on his throne, in his throne. And we're going to say what? Hallelujah! I don't know if I'll be able to contain my new body. Hallelujah!
And in that moment, all of your troubles, all of your sorrows, all of your heartaches will be in the lake of fire with the devil and his angels. Hey, can you imagine leaving this life, going through the judgment seat of Christ to the marriage supper of the Lamb, coming to conquer this whole crazy world we're living in, and in eternity future we sit down in a moment of collective worship with every known nation, every kindred, every tribe, every tongue will have a representative. Can you imagine how big of a throne room that is? And at the beginning of eternity future, we're found not in the back of the line, which is where we ought to be. Not in hell, which is where we ought to be. Not even flying around the throne with the beasts. And there's a special place under that throne. But you and I, God's church, will be sitting on the throne in God's presence for that moment of worship. And then we get to go into eternity future. But it's just like our first worship session in eternity future is this moment. And we're in there. It's just like a worship service. And we're just going to be singing to the Lord. And then we'll all sing. And then the Jews will sing. And then the beasts will sing. And then God's church will sing. And I'm going to read you what God's church is going to sing one more time. And we'll close. God's church in Revelation chapter 19, verse number 6. Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Those scars that you had before you got saved, and those mistakes you've made since you got born again, are cast as far as the east is from the west. And the holy God of heaven, that our mortal bodies cannot even look at without melting down and dying. Our bodies that only Moses has seen the hinder part of his body, our bodies that cannot contain the presence of God, will in that moment be on his throne, in his throne, saying, might as well say it now. Might as well get used to saying it. Hallelujah! Four times. In that room. We might as well just get ready. Right here. Some of y'all quench the Holy Ghost so fast. You know you needed to testify. You know good and well you needed to say, I thank God for saving me. Well, what people going to think? We ain't here so what people think. We're here because we want to lift up the name of God and worship Him and say, hallelujah! That's right, honor, hallelujah!